It's episode number 25 of the Gray Section Podcast. Ooh, that's a perfect square. We've been doing radicals in math, and so I'm very fluent in my perfect squares. Today is May 8th, I think. I can never get the dang nap date right. I'm sorry, you guys. And I'm also really sorry that I didn't do an episode on Saturday or yesterday. But I think if you read the post on the website, if you check the website, I said about how I might not do it on the weekends because, well, this weekend first. Let me start off with this weekend. This weekend on Saturday, I had a live talk, which kind of got into this whole big thing. But I'm pretty sure it's gonna get out there, and Derek. Our lovely Derek is supposed to be editing it, and I hope he is, and he might have to split it up into two different parts, because it's like an hour and 45 minutes long, and you don't want to listen to that whole thing at once unless you have a lot of time, and I don't have a lot of time, so I'm guessing you guys don't have a lot of time either if you're like me. But, sorry, I'm tired. And so that's why I couldn't do it this Saturday, because it was like for 2 hours we were doing that, and I was all talked out, and I had nothing to talk about. So, and then my grandparents came over yesterday, and we had fun with them, and then it was so nice out yesterday, and I went for a walk with my dog, and I went on a bike ride, and it was just fun. Actually, my doggie's in here with me. Yeah. Oh, he's so cute. Can you hear his chain? Not his chain, his collar, whatever you want to call it. But, oh, he's such a nice boy. Yes. So that's that. And, so that was my weekend. And my schedule over the weekend, it's not that reliable. It's not that consistent. And see, it is on weekdays. So that's why it's easier to do shows on weekdays, because it's like you get into the schedule where you get home, have a snack, check the computer, then you do your homework, and then you do this, and then you do that, and it's like your routine. But on the weekends, it's like, oh, sometimes you do this, sometimes you do a little of that, and it's not like a set schedule, so that's why it's easier to do it just on weekdays. And it takes, like, you guys don't understand that you might only listen to this for 15 minutes, but it takes me almost an hour to put out a show, so I don't know. I know there's not a lot of, like, post-production. There's, like, no post-production, but there's, I gotta record it, and then I gotta mess with the volume, because it's never loud enough, and then I gotta, and then I gotta write down show notes, and then I gotta put it on Podomatic, and then I gotta make sure it's on FeedBurner, and then I get it off of iTunes so that I know it's there, and it's a lot of work. Today was, like, day of the grades. I got, like, a ton of grades back, and I got my report card, and so I've been wanting and waiting for my report card for forever, because our third quarter ended almost a month ago, April 11th, I think it ended, or 12th, I don't know, but I was really happy to get my report card, because, like, some teachers, they'll tell you your grades, and then some won't. But, yeah. I don't know why I'm so tired. I got enough sleep last night. Whatever. And then, I have a funny story about, we got our tests back in Global that we took last week that I was studying for like crazy. And so, first, she goes down the rows and she gives them out individually. And so, first, she gave it out to this guy who sits next to me. He's like, yes, I got an 88, because that was his highest grade ever highest grade in the class this year. And then, but the whole class heard him, and we were all laughing, like, yeah, good job, Josh. And then, so, my teacher goes, yeah, well, Sam got 100, and I was like, first, I was like, why'd you tell everyone? And then I was like, yeah, ha ha, to the kid, because, yeah. Another thing. There's, you know, the whole I'm running for president thing, whatever. Well, there was supposed to be a meet supposed to be a meeting today for like people interested in running for next year and blah blah blah. And first of all, there's this girl in my class who wants to run, and it would be me, her, and the current president. And I'm already behind because he has more experience and he's more popular and blah blah blah. But then she comes and steals votes from me, and I swear, I actually was gonna tell her. I told her today, that today was the only meeting, like, because she had something to do ninth period, and I was like, no, today's the only meeting. If you don't go today, you can't sign up to run. So, yeah, I'm not gonna talk about the meeting at all in front of her, so that she hopes it was, today, and that she missed it. Because I need her not to run against me. I know dirty politics, exactly what I don't want, but she cannot run against me. If she does, I'll strangle someone. Oh, you know what I've been doing all weekend and then all day today is just, I've had, like, a music explosion. It's, like, exploding in my ears. But, yeah, I mean, I'm subscribed to this great, great music podcast called the Tanfastic Podcast. And, I've just listened to episodes from, like, when I subscribed on, but I really... And from those episodes that I've listened to, I've downloaded so much music off of iTunes and the PodSafe Music Network. It's, like, ridiculous, because the songs are so great. And then he hosts another podcast with his wife about Gilmore Girls, and then they play, like, let's say that he makes one in the same week. Like, he makes the music podcast and the Gilmore Girls podcast in the same week. He'll take, like, the best song from the music one and put it the song of the week or whatever in the Gilmore Girls podcast, and it's like the creme de la creme. I swear, this music is so good, and I would have never discovered it if it wasn't for this podcast. And oh my goodness, I just have, like, they've turned me on to this band called Jump Little Children. Okay, this is going to be my spotlight on. Okay, spotlight on Jump Little Children. They've been together. They didn't really break up. Like, they broke up amiably because they wanted to spend more times with their families and blah, blah, blah. More times, yes. But, they've made, like, I think it's something like 8 albums in the past 10 years or something, and some of these songs are just ridiculous. Like, a list of them, if I had to go down a short list, would be, Cathedrals, Rains in Asia, B13, those are my favorites. I really haven't, focused on any different songs, but, I'm definitely gonna check them out more because they're such a great band, and I love them. And some other songs I really, really like, and I've listened to a bajillion times over the weekend, and then today was, Rocky Vodolato with, White Daisy Passing. That song is amazing. Search them on the PodSafe Music Network because you can, like, listen to there, and if you're a podcaster and can download it, you should download it and definitely put it onto your iPod or whatever, because it's such a great song. Like, I've had it stuck in my head all day. But it's kind of sad. Like, it's making me cry right now just having it playing through my head. So, yeah. I don't have a lot to talk about. I'm sorry. But, yeah. So my iPod has been on full force because I'm just totally getting into these songs. And I promise, I'm sorry I keep yawning, but I promise that when I get an iBook or something and I get GarageBand, I'll start playing a ton of these songs for you because they're just so great. I love them. I think that does it for episode number 25. Episode 5 squared. Yeah. I'm Sam. You can reach me at graysection@netscape.net. You can Skype me. My Skype name is podcast_junkie. You can instant message me on AIM, my paper heart 1479. You can visit the website, which has a ton of cool links to Podsafe, Podshow, Music Network, I don't know, the Podsafe Music Network, the PMN, and a ton of cool podcasts, and, it's got the show notes on there, in case you don't get them on your iPod. And that's about it, you guys. I guess I'll talk to you later. Bye.